it says to read.
Okay. Right. Yeah, let's get this land use meeting started. Pardon?
Oh, renaming it too, so we can excuse.
Okay, in attendance we got Council President Bullock, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Co-Chair Taggett, Councilman Bell, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Weiner, Councilwoman Diller, my aide Chrissy Roberts, myself Joe Reddit. It's a pleasure on the minutes.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Councilman Cartier is out of town. Councilman Powers won't be attending. And I don't see Councilman Street, so if he shows up, we'll give him credit. Okay, first thing on the agenda.
How do it?
Sorry. Want to say something? Okay, first thing on the agenda, we have... it's a resolution to rename the residency. I tell you, I'm having a problem with my eyes, so.
Just defer to Chrissy. She'll read it like Betsy.
George, take it away.
That's right.
Okay. On number three, what this is it's the same owner that has purchased these two properties. They're on opposite sides of Bolton Boulevard. One's a subdivision of Scotch Hills, the other's Stonebridge Apartments. So one will become Sophia's Place West, the other will become Sophia's Place East. And I'm assuming that the East will be on the east side of the road, West on the west side of the road, but they do things a lot differently down in the Wilton area. But that's all it is a name change of two different parcels that will be owned by the same people.
Any questions from the council? Anything from the public? George, I believe you got the next one, too. Don't you get two on there?
Well, I'm doing Rockwood. I'm tabling it till 2017.
Well, what I got here?
Yeah, I got one too.
Okay. Well, no, he did.
Council District 12.
Oh,
he did them together.
Yeah.
You threw them. You did them together.
Not me.
Oh.
That's the Land Use Committee. Don't
put
on me.
Who's going to do Rockwood?
I'm going to do it. Councilman Bell.
I think Sophia's a new hooker down there.
Careful with Sophia.
District 12. Councilman Bell. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution is a plan of Rockwood 1A, Newcastle 100, and this is a sort of a continuation of the Rockwood development apartment complex there. It's the south side of U.S. Route 40, both east and west of Rockwood Road. It's a major land development plan that proposes to add 438 apartment units and it's NCAP zoning. We have with us today council representing the applicant who can speak to the project, but I will say this, that the existing project of Rockwood is very well maintained and has caused absolutely no problems for any of the neighboring communities or properties. Very well kept, very well appointed from the roadway and everything, and so it's been a good project, and we have no adverse comments that have been entered on behalf of anyone coming to the council office that have opposed up to this point the expansion. So with that, Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the chair, I'd like to call on council for the applicant.
Okay.
Sean?
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, council members. For the record, my name is Sean Tucker, and I represent the applicant this afternoon. As Councilman Bell has correctly indicated, this project has been partly constructed. This is a continuation in green, if you will, of the original rezoning that was actually approved prior to the UDC being adopted. This is an old R4 rezoning that has taken quite some time to get to fruition. It's now zoned NCAP, as Councilman Bell also indicated. So the phases in green are for you this afternoon. The original traffic study was done at the time of the rezoning. There are road improvements that are required that are noted on the record plan that are part of the Route 40 improvement project that's been going on for some time. There are two separate phases. One involves apartments that are more single or buildings, smaller buildings. You've got a total of 258 apartments in these more singular type buildings. I think there's 6 units per building. And then you've got a different approach in the second phase where you have 2 larger buildings that have 90 dwellings each. There are also corresponding storage areas for these apartments that are pretty well received and have been received well by Petnero and other sites that, you know, at convenience if you're a renter. The square footage of the garage / storage, just to give you an idea of scale, is about 37,000 square feet. About 50% open space, and this is on about 37 acres of land. So that's a quick summary of the application. Again, the rezoning is far from the past, and we're in a purely by right subdivision mode at this point.
Any questions, council?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you. Wanted to ask you about the pedestrian orientation and transit orientation, internally and externally.
Our engineer is here. Oliver, drill down into that. The Sloan and Andrew Faranowski is here on behalf of the applicant as well.
We have a slide up here, please.
Okay. So access to DART is identified. Two locations, Councilman Weiner. One is, I can't tell if that arrow is on our side or the opposite side of Route 40.
Opposite.
Route 40 is on the opposite side.
The arrow is on the opposite side, but I don't think
that. Deldot's issued their LONA based on that configuration, Councilman.
Thank you. First part of my question was concerning pedestrian orientation, both internally and externally to the site. Sidewalks, pathways.
Yes. I'll let Monica drill down into the sidewalk locations. She's most familiar with the layout. Thank you, Councilman.
Monica Sloan, North Queen Engineering. There are sidewalks throughout the development on both sides of the street. This is phase one over here, and we also have a connector here of a sidewalk that connects to Rockwood Road. When Landmark did the Route 40 widening plans, they added a bus stop. That's what I was trying to get someone's attention there. Okay, this is Rockwood Road. They've added a bus stop here. And then we have pedestrian access from the pods, which are these units, and we've created a walkway up here to get to Rockwood Road. These two buildings here, same thing, sidewalks, and they come out to Rockwood Road. Rockwood Road has sidewalks on both sides that access Route 40.
I'm very pleased to hear this. Not only compliments to the applicant, but also to our land use department, understanding that we need walkability. Not everyone can afford nor chooses to use a single occupancy vehicle. And particularly folks that live in apartments might be economically challenged, and having not only transit, but to have user-friendly pathways and sidewalks to get to that transit and to the community is very important. The other thing I wanted to ask about is in terms of architectural excellence and quality construction materials, which I know is part of our UDC and comprehensive plan.
Councilman, just one other footnote on the transit stops. The two that the department identified exist today. The third one that Ms. Sloan pointed out will be constructed with this project. So just for the record to clarify.
And also just to mention that today in the paper we talked about the shortage of rentals in our community. So finding a good location that's transit oriented is very important for folks that are not necessarily in the single occupancy vehicle home buyer market these days.
So to answer your third question, this is an architectural rendering. This is not tied to the plan by code, given the age of the original rezoning approval, but this is certainly what, as of today, Petnaro is planning to build. I think on an earlier version that we presented, this may have been brick, Councilman Bell, at the lower level now, actually proposing an upgrade to stone, because that's what the market's telling folks they should be building. So actually, it's a little bit of a step up since the last version Councilman Bell probably saw a year ago. But I would submit that this is relatively sharp complex compared to some of the older ones we've seen built over the years.
I'm pleased to hear about the upgrade to stone facade. Thank you.
Good chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I just had a little bit of a couple comments that early on, several years ago, when I was on the 740 Alliance, myself and Linda Bailey had met with Gregory Petnaro when he was proposing these projects at our apartments. And we talked about the aesthetics, the layout, the appeal, and the compliment that it would have to the community. And although, you know, at that time we were a little bit skeptical, we moved ahead with the support, with our support for the project, and it did come on and has made a very nice compliment to 40. As you drive by it now, it looks very nice and appealing from the road. You know, obviously you're going to add even a little bit more. Never hear any complaints out of it. You know, we see, we get regular police reports. You don't hear the police reports out of there. So obviously it's managed very well too, most likely. And although quite a few other areas along 40 are much of a hodgepodge, this absolutely was a nice aesthetics addition to that area.
Thank you, Councilman. And one of the other things that as you probably know, this road, Rockwood Road, actually got built by the developer as part of you know, the original approval of this project. So you have a situation where the developers contributed significantly to building some of the infrastructure in the area, not just to serve this facility, but also for other folks in the, you know, that operate in that transportation system. So even back in the older code, there was quite a bit of infrastructure put on the developer to build. It's not all taxpayer money, as some people think. The taxpayers that pay for everything. The developer pays a lot of the infrastructure costs. And this project also has to pay impact fees. One of the, even though it was under the old code, there was a carve out, and so impact fees will have to be paid for these units, even though it predated the EDC.
And as you had mentioned, those little garages that they had there were something that was, you know, a nice attraction for that area, and they seemed like the residents really liked that.
Thank you.
Anything else from council? Anything from the public on this? Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Councilman.
Move on. Next one's under my sponsorship. It's ordinance 13046, and it's a revised zoning map, and it's down White Clay Creek, Hunter. And in short, and instead of reading everything on this, it has to do with Route 7 and Route 4 and back of Old Christiana Road, and it's down by the SPCA. It's in back of the SPCA, I believe, and goes from Business Park to COI. And we have the applicant sponsor here, and he can give us a synopsis on it.
Sure. I wasn't sure if the department was going to do its usual song and dance, but I did bring my soft shoes, so I can probably take care of that. And I will not pander to you like I had in the past with the planning board by showing a picture of my cat, which I got from the SPCA. That would just be cool.
That wouldn't help you.
Probably for dog lovers. John Tracy from Young Conway, Stargett and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant, which is the SPCA. Chris Duke is with me from Becker Morgan Group, the project engineers. This is kind of the last piece on the frontage road that's along Route 7. Everybody knows it by the Border Cafe, which is the open area you see immediately above the site. The property above that was rezoned by this council in 2013, I believe, to CR from DP. What we're proposing is the SPCA owns both the property you see marked as site as well as the property behind, which is where the actual puppies and kittens operation is. They're shifting a little bit of acreage from the access road to the portion called site. That portion called site is being rezoned to CR to accommodate approximately 21,000 square feet of development into three buildings. Jim, I think there's a site plan, or the rendered site plan. There you go. The identified tenant to the front left is going to be Royal Farms. The back building is designed to accommodate several users, and it's a general retail building, although not location with the department. We added some outdoor seating on the right-hand side of that building. The building to the right is designed as fast food, but it could also accommodate a bank. If that were to be the case, you would see some of the parking around there disappear because it wouldn't be needed. It was easier to design to the more intensive use and scale it back as opposed to the other way around, since this is a rezoning. In working with the department, we designed a boulevard feel to the entrance. We eliminated parking in front of the facility labeled as fast food in favor of more of a green buffer as well as stormwater management. The only difference between what you're looking at now and what the department now has is at the very top of the picture, you'll see about 5 or 6 parking spaces. Those have been removed, so that buffer continues all the way across. Mr. Weiner, in anticipation of at least one of your questions, there are a number of crosswalks internal to the site connecting all of the areas. There will be sidewalk along the front of the entire front of the project. And it's hard to see from this rendering, but at the very bottom, kind of where there's an arrow pointing, there's an existing DART bus stop in that location. We do also have Mr. Duke Rochelle, though I think they'll also be up the screens. We do have renderings for both, which were part of the conditions of both the department's positive recommendation and the planning board recommendation. The Royal Farms we made some revisions based on consultations with the department, and that's pretty much what you're going to see. And then we have matching designs on the retail and the bank building. It's going to be a two material brick and hardy type construction as well. Legal standards, I think, were aptly covered in the department and planning board's joint recommendation. Obviously, this is an area that's entirely non-residential, almost entirely commercial. The SPCA operation itself will remain with the BP zoning, so just the front portion of the property would be rezoned to CR to accommodate these uses. So with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions that one might have.
John, on the acreage is 9.13.
Correct.
How much of that is parking?
How much of that is parking?
Parking? We have 168 total parking spaces. It's a little bit over the required 135. It's really based on the desires of the proposed tenant.
Do you have an idea about how much of the acreage is parking?
I don't know the exact acreage breakdown off the top of my head, but we have 168 spaces.
I can get that for you, Councilman. Okay. It's a little bit overparked, although that number would be reduced if the building shown as fast food becomes a bank.
Yeah, because your Royal Farms, they have usually have parking up around the building.
Sure.
Other than what the pumps are.
Correct. We're
talking about up around the building, some on the side and all.
And that's all shown. That's all on Jim, if you could find the site plan, that's how it's currently laid out. There's parking around the building as well as actually on the side. You somewhat see from the drawing that's behind you. But it was designed to accommodate, obviously, the demand that the Royal Farms has, as well as the potential retail users to the rear.
Now, I'm not comparing builders, but the one up on Duncan and Kirkwood Highway, the setting of the Royal Farms really came out nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is a rendering, but how is that going to compare?
To the rendering, this is based on the department's recommendation. This is really a case of what you see is what you get. The two material, hardy and brick, as well as the design with regard to the canopies over the top, the brick out towards the front, the tables in the front, as well as the brick design around the gas pumps as well. This was actually a condition of the positive recommendation.
Shrubbery?
The rendering. There'll be shrubbery there.
New stone? Anything of Councilman
Warner? Just to comment, again, I'd like to compliment the applicant and the land use department for making sure that we have architectural excellence, quality design, and this really reflects community sentiment, and also, as Chairman said, the Royal Farms has stepped up its architecture, some of the older models, and it's nice.
We're basically trying to soften the heat sign that's on the property right next to ours.
Yes.
How you doing, Mr. Chairman? Just wanted to mention, you know, when we talk about infrastructure, we look at the different plans that have come forward in the past and where we sit today. When you look along that corridor, you got a tremendous amount of housing as far as hotel, motel, you got restaurants, and you have the Christiana Hospital and everything. But from a service station standpoint, from fuel, there is no infrastructure there. You know, you're either up on Limestone Road, you're all the way down on 273, or you're down at Airport Road in 273, you know, looking for fuel. So I think from the standpoint of the volume of traffic and customers that are in that area, that this is a very pleasant addition, especially for folks that are traveling to see folks at the hospital and back and forth and everything. So this will complement, I think, a void in infrastructure as far as fuel in that area. So very well thought out.
Co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just on a couple comments that there's a couple of Royal Farms in my district. They are a good neighbor. You know, they make themselves known. They provide a good service, and they've got great chicken.
Good chicken. Good chicken.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, that was State Farm, not Royal Farm.
Anything else from council? Anything from the public? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have ordinance number 13132.
Well, this is as close to a farm as they're going to get in this area.
Revised zoning map of Mill Creek Hunter. On the west side of Green Bank Road and Kirkwood Highway.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that's this is a proactive zoning that's been historically been used as a business, actually. And there's two businesses there together, and what they're doing is the property owner is rezoning them both to CN. They're surrounded by, there's a Burger King on the corner, there's right across the charcoal pit, there's a dentist office. So I sent letters out to everybody along with land use and to the surrounding areas, and I heard nothing back. But this is basically, that's all it is proactive zoning. They complement what's supposed to be what they're using it for already. Again, no constituents have talked about it or given any thoughts. And they're upgrading the landscaping, the buffer. The two homes that are on the street are being buffered more so than what they are now. So I don't see the applicant here, but that's probably because it's an easy one. Both has been approved by the planning board and has met approval with land use.
You're the applicant, then.
I guess so, yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to applaud the councilman and the land use department for the upgrade of this site. I also appreciate the fact that deed restrictions are being used strategically to protect our community. And I really like the comments of the Land Use Department and the Planning Board in their recommendation. I think it shows a lot of thought. I think this will be an addition to a good addition to our community. It's sort of right outside my district. And mm-hmm. Certainly have an opportunity to go by there quite a bit.
Yeah, this is an easy one, as you would say.
Yeah. And just I want to add that I won't consider it a conflict that the owner, Mr. Applebaum, was one of my Jack and Jill ice cream customers for five summers, but I did want to put that on the record. I helped make him the man he is today.
Anything else for council?
Diabetes.
Mac was also.
Anything from the public?
Mr. Tiger, you're from the Land Use Department, and following up on Councilman Weiner's comment about the deed restrictions, There are five restrictions that we asked to be included. We have not seen the those deed restrictions materialize yet. I think from a procedural standpoint, we just need to make sure that they're in place at the time that you go to vote on the proactive zone.
We know you won't get them.
We actually reached out to the applicant's attorney today to find out perhaps they're already done, perhaps they're, you know, waiting to be or being filed in the recorder of deeds. We haven't gotten any answer back yet. That's just a cautionary note that I wanted to put to you.
Any questions to Mr. Haggerty? Mr. Weiner?
Yes. Mr. Haggerty, and also District Councilman, is this Mr. Sheldon, or do you intend to hold up on?
Oh yeah, this? Definitely. Yeah, this is news to me, so right. I'll reach out to land use to see if what they come up with. But yeah, we'll have to table it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks. There's sufficient time to get this all finished and done. It's just one of those little details as we were going through all these plans again to, you know, this morning, going through all of them, we took a look at it and said, yeah, well, this is what we recommended, so where is the corresponding legal document for that? So we just need to do that. That's all. And my apologies to Councilman Sheldon, because I promised everybody I'd reach out to speak to Councilman Sheldon. I intended to do it. I didn't get to do it, and I wanted to talk to you beforehand, and I got pulled
Timmy,
a couple
it's
of
a corrective reason.
That's fine. My cell is in use.
Yeah.
Not working right. I did email Ken.
That's when he was talking about it.
Let's move on. We've got one more here.
I know.
It's ordinance number 15-024. Mr. Taggett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, as many of us know who have had an opportunity to deal with something like a deed restriction, when it comes over, there's just no clear path in the venue that it takes once it starts the process. So with trying to work with Carol and the department, we have come up with what we feel is a very defined path now that keeps council involved and actually doesn't allow the deed restriction to perhaps get lost over in land use somewhere, and you know, as it is today, it could take a year for it to circle around over there and then get back to us. So we have a very informative presentation up there for you. So if we just walk through that quickly, and
documents, all documents we submit to the Department of Land Use,
transmit to county council. Clarification of information requirements, recommendation report, and a resolution. Department.
Planning board.
Okay. Planning board recommendation approved. This text amendment clarifies the language and process for DRC application in a way that promotes a better level of information to county council's consideration. Planning board vote 6011 to recommend approval at the planning board business meeting on July 21st, 2013.
Counselor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I'd like to also publicly thank Mr. Ken Beery for compiling that presentation, that it was very explicit and informative, and when that's what was presented exactly to the planning board, so we don't even have a variation from them to us. I think it's very clearly laid out, and again, through a personal experience of dealing with it, it caused me to come back and start to work with our attorney to try to clarify that, because there was just no defined process for this application to take.
George, you have your hand up?
Me?
Yeah, George.
I saw the paper. I thought you
just hold my paper. I'm very refusing to do it.
Anything else from council?
I joined again.
I'm in shop steward.
DuPont just rolled over.
I'm your shop steward.
Anything in the public on this? Okay.
That's it.
Okay, nice job.
Yeah. We go on to other.
Done it for a little while.
You want to other or this?
Process.
Okay.
For those of you that weren't here at the last meeting, I passed out a copy of the resolution. We briefly talked about it. It has to do with paramedic reimbursing. We briefly talked about it a week or so ago, where we just want to make it formally known that we are backing the three paramedic chiefs as they go forward and do education to the public and discussions with the General Assembly and with the governor's office. So there's a lot of information in here. I didn't want anybody to see it next week for the first time and then have to vote on it immediately, so I thought it would be preferable to hand it out to you. The first two pages are the resolution. The last page, both sides of the last page, is just information giving you some background on where we've come from.
There you go.
Mr. President?
I just want to inform, thank you, Mr. Chairman, inform the council that we had a very productive board and commissions meeting today at 1:30. We had three names that we vetted. One for Ethics Commission, one for Financial Advisory Board, the other for the Diversity Commission. We'll take those members who showed up here in Texas. Just want to have a good day.
Anything else on their other? Public comment?
Motion adjourned.
Second?
What?
Just for a quick second while I have this group, you know, in front of us. As you know, we're here to try to represent you and try to do all the things that we can possibly do to make sure that you're well informed. And I'm sensing a sense of a bit of transition from us making presentations to you to, you know, I guess what I'm trying to do is, what's the council's will here? Do you want us to make presentations about the projects that are in front of you? Do you want us to, hear from the applicant only and then ask us questions or things of this nature? Do you want us to put the presentations up on the board so that you can have them available if you want to ask a question or something like that? I don't want to overdo it, and at the same time, I don't want to, underachieve in the expectation levels of what it is that you're looking for to see. They're kind of a hodgepodge of both. And we're, quite frankly, we're also hearing comments from the community as well, as about, you know, when we make a presentation, I got scalded pretty good for making the presentation about Avon, which was a project that we were making a positive recommendation on. I argued that if we're making a positive recommendation, we ought to be recommending as best we can, as opposed to
some lukewarm, you know, watered-down version of what it is we're supposed to be doing or how we're supposed to be doing it. So rather than continuing on this, you know, kind of back and forth, I thought I'd just ask Council what's your will and what would you like, and we'll certainly try to accommodate you any way that we can.
Councilman Smiley.
My personal opinion is I think the applicant has a legal and moral responsibility to present us with a fair and honest presentation. I think we should hear from the applicant first, have them present it. Landy's is in the room, and if they think that something has been left lacking or is different, then of course, please stand up, speak up. But I think that for me, I want to hear from them because that's who I want to hold accountable. I don't want them to be able to walk out of the room and say, hey, Landy, you said it, we didn't.
Right.
So that's
right.
My opinion.
No, I agree with you. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. Just a slight variant of that. The applicant and his attorney has a certain bias. Our land use department professionals are upon whom we rely for objectivity. And although some projects may not merit a full presentation, others would. And I would ask that you, if you think it's a project that merits it, speak with the councilman of the district and get some input. I can certainly think of some projects like the Brandywine Country Club, for example. I'll do deference, Mr. Capano. I'd like to hear from our land use department when that comes forward.
Councilwoman?
I think the place where the land use department can be very helpful is, you know, sort of looking at the history of the area, looking at the zoning in the area. I think the applicant is going to be focused on the project, but I think you, if I can use a sociological term, set the context for the plan. And so if there are questions about that, I would see you as being the experts and being able to provide that. And, you know, I personally like the presentations. I think it works well. I understand George's point of view, but if you could just come prepared to speak on those things, you know, I'm willing to go with a more direct applicant presentation, but knowing that somebody's in the room if we've got those questions.
Co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to admit, you know, when this first started happening with Eileen, I was a little bit taken back because I think it was somewhat confusing who was the applicant. You all were the applicant because it was extremely, yeah. and of course, we hadn't been used to it at that point. So she brought her knowledge and expertise mm-hmm. here and was using that, which was fine. But I think, in my opinion, somewhat of a condensed version of that is extremely helpful, telling us, you know, what the recommendation was, where it is. I don't think possibly just giving us your positive recommendations is probably the fairest way to do it. You need to be consistent. Either it's a favorable or a negative, whatever it is, and then talk about the board and your process and your input into this application. So I think that has a lot of value.
Anything else from council?
Is it good to have the slides available
yes.
so
yes.
you can
very
help kind of
yeah.
walk through that?
Yes.
But as we go along, we're going to need bigger ones. bigger pictures.
Okay.
Chairman.
All right.
Just a point of interest is, you know, often we get applicants that come in and they make presentations, and, you know, for all of us as council, sometimes too soon we forget, okay, that maybe an applicant in prior years to either someone coming on council or even while we were on council has done some things that really weren't in the best interest of development. And I think we need to know that because we had one not too long ago that flipped the development after this council approved it. And we questioned, is this where they're heading again to flip the developments along 896 when there's already traffic problems there? And left, literally left a mess down at Odessa National. And so I think the importance of land use being here is that, as was said, both positive and negative. I mean, if there's something that this council needs to be aware of, whether it's positive or negative, with something that's coming forward, we need to be aware of it. Because, like I say, sometimes, and it passed. I voted against it. Another councilman voted against it, but it passed. And that's the right of this council to see it as they see it. But I see it from a district standpoint, if someone that didn't do their job with a very large developed area, and you know, and we're still haunted by that whole area down here today. So I favor having land use not only here, but to speak both pro and con, so that we all know what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with.
Councilman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, on the same point that Councilman Bell is raising, I think that there should be an education for all of council members when this kind of incident occur, because I was one of the council members who felt that the particular plan barely passed. And if you look at the legal standard, council doesn't really have the option to deny a plan that meets all the code requirements. Right. So if we're going to consider past practices, that becomes another concern that has complexity to how we're going to move forward with a plan that meets all the code requirements. And the courts have said time and time again that the applicant, there should be some degree of applicants knowing going forward once that's happened. So now if we're going to add another concern about the history of the applicant, that needs to be stated early in the process, because we have maybe some council people who know about this and others, quite frankly, who don't. And it creates some confusion in council to try to figure out, well, we passed this plan, only the 7 votes. Another vote, it could trigger a lawsuit. So that's something that really needs to be a lot of consideration and concern needs to go into that. And rightfully so, the council members who are aware, perhaps, you know, justified in that vote. But when you look at the law, then it becomes a major question.
Councilman Smalley.
So in short, to sum up this discussion, I guess be prepared to answer questions, and if the council member whose district the plan falls in would like a summation from you, then they would let you know far enough in advance you could have it ready. Stay out of the 7th.
Councilwoman?
Yeah, in fairness to George, because I know who hammered, I asked for a rather comprehensive description of what was going on in that entire corridor where the Avon site was. And part of that is because of the changes that had taken place over the years. So I, you know, I can't help it, got a background in sociology, but geographical and social context I think is important in making decisions. So I'm going to ask you to do that again, just to let you know if there's ever any more open space in the 5th District.
Okay.
You want some?
Thank you.
No, we can donate more.
Yeah,
I think so.
Last thing on the agenda.
Mr. Boyle would like to jeopardize his employment. Oh, no. No, I'm going to make it easy. About what we're putting on the screen, and I think that was your question. Okay? And I'm the one who puts the stuff on the screen, and I'm the person who you sent it to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Now, either way, I'm going to put something on the screen, whether it's a PDF of the plan or yours. Okay, something's going up on the screen here or down and downstairs. Okay, the only thing I can tell you is life has been a lot easier. Okay, even today, where you know, even if you just give me the graphics, where a councilman will say, okay, how many parking spaces, about the construction, and so on and so forth. We answer those questions today rather than going for a couple days and not getting an answer. You've already got it, okay? I may not be asking for the text, but I think the graphics have made the process a lot easier than it was in the past.
Okay.
And maybe we can keep on doing it.
I have an other comment, so when we're done this discussion. Before we do get an adjournment.
We're under public comment.
We're under public comment.
Oh,
well, we tried to adjourn.
And may I?
Short and sweet.
Only if you're public.
Route 141 corridor public workshop starts in 1 hour at A.I. DuPont High School. It affects all of us, whether we live along the 141 corridor or not, so you're all invited. It's being sponsored by Newcastle County.
Wilmapka.
Why don't you try to get 7 votes for a motion to adjourn?
Take it away, George.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tough crowd.
All right.
Thank you.